Welcome back. In this lesson, we're doing the stepper approach. Shop plus blend in Ableton Live 12, aimed straight at old-school jungle and early DNB vibes, but with enough control and punch to sit like a modern production. The core idea is simple and powerful. We take a classic break, slice it into playable chops, then we blend that break layer with clean one-shot drums. The break gives you movement, swing, grit, and those little ghost details. The one-shots give you consistent weight and a dependable backbeat. When you combine them properly, you get that rolling stepper feel. Tight, driving, but still alive. Let's build it. First, set your tempo. Put live at 170 to 174 BPM. I like starting at 172, because it's that sweet spot where the groove feels fast but not frantic. Now create three tracks. One audio track called Break RAW, one MIDI track called Break Chops, and another MIDI track called Drum Rack Layers. If you like working with returns, set up a reverb return, a delay return, and one called Parallel Crush. We'll use that later to add aggression, without flattening the transients. Drag a classic break into Break RAW. Amen, Think, Funky Drummer, any of that family works. The specific break doesn't matter as much as what we do with it. Now we warp it, and this part is not optional. Double-click the break to open clip view, turn warp on, and start with warp mode on beats. Set preserve to transients. If you're hearing nasty little clicks, switch preserve to 1/16. Then make sure the start marker is exactly on the first real transient, usually that first kick. Right-click and choose warp from here straight, so it lines up with the grid. Here's the mindset. We're going to make it tight now, and bring back feel later using groove and micro timing. If you skip the tight alignment step, everything else becomes guesswork. Once it's warped nicely, drag that warped break into Simpler on your Break Chops track. In Simpler, switch to Slice mode. For most breaks, slicing by transient is the fastest way to get musical pads. If you want strict stepper programming, you can slice by 1/16, but transients usually feel more real break. Set playback to trigger so slices act like quick chops. Set voices somewhere around 8 to 16 so things don't cut off in a weird way when you layer. And add a tiny fade, like 2 to 8 milliseconds, to reduce clicks when you do tight edits. Now hit slice to drum rack. Ableton makes you a drum rack where each slice lives on its own pad. This is the heart of chop workflow. Before we'd even program, do one quick coach move, audition the pads and identify your best kick slice and best snare slice. Not the loudest, the most usable. And if you want a workflow that stays fast forever, get used to remapping so your main kick and snare always land on the same MIDI notes every project, like kick on C1 and snare on D1. You can do that by moving chains inside the drum rack. It's boring once, and then it saves you time forever. Now let's program the stepper skeleton. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip on the sliced drum rack. Stepper is basically confidence on the grid, kick on beat 1, snare on 2 and 4. So place the kick on 1.1.1, place the snare on 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. Then add the optional push kick. A really common placement is around 1.3.3. That's the kick that makes it roll forward without turning into a full-on breakbeat pattern. Add a hat or ride slice lightly to keep time. Don't overdo it yet. At this stage we want a backbone that could loop all day without feeling messy. Now we bring in the jungle sauce. Ghost notes and tiny edits. This is where it starts feeling like a drummer and not a grid. First, ghost snares. Use a snare slice, but pull the velocity way down. Place little ghost hits just after the main snare, like around 1.2.3 or 1.2.4, and maybe a leading ghost near 1.4.3. Main snares live around 90 to 110 velocity. Ghosts live more like 20 to 50, and keep them quieter than you think. Ghosts are felt, not heard as extra snares. Next, add a quick stutter before a main snare. Pick a tiny slice, maybe a hat tick or a snare fragment, and put two very fast notes right before the snare. On a tight grid you might drop two 1/32 notes right before beat 4. The key is this. One stutter is exciting, three stutters is a glitch pack. We're doing stepper, so the backbone stays readable. Now micro swing, but with taste. Do not drag your main snares all over the place. The snare on 2 and 4 is the flag in the ground. If you want swing, nudge ghosts slightly late by a few milliseconds. You can do it with track delay or note nudges. The goal is played, not drunk. At this point your break chops are basically doing a full drum part. But we're not stopping there, because break kicks and snares are rarely consistent enough for modern impact. Now comes the blend. Go to your drum rack layers track and load a drum rack with one shots, a punchy, short controlled kick, and a snare that has body and crack. Think of body around the low mids and crack in the 2 to 6K area. You can add hats too, but it's optional. Often the break already covers the hat movement. Copy your stepper skeleton MIDI into this one-shot track. Same kick and snare placements. Now we align timing, and I want you to do this by ear, not by eye. Listen for flamming between the break snare and the one-shot snare. If it feels wide and messy, your layer is late. If it feels clicky and separate, your layer is early. Use track delay on the one-shot track and nudge by tiny amounts, like 1 to 10 milliseconds at a time. Commonly, pulling the one-shot earlier, like minus 5 to minus 15 milliseconds, tightens it up. But don't follow numbers, follow feel, and do this at low volume too, because low volume tells the truth about transients. Quick pro habit, do a mono check early. Drop a utility on your drum bus later and toggle mono. If your snare suddenly loses crack or the hats disappear, you're getting phase issues. Fix it now, not after you've built the whole tune. Now we mix with a purpose. Decide who owns what frequencies before you start stacking processing. The break layer is mostly texture, cups, grit, ghost movement, little edits. The one shots are the anchor, low end punch and consistent backbeat. So on the break shop's drum rock, insert a Q8 and high pass at around 90 to 140 Hz. If you want a darker, heavier stepper, you can even go 120 to 180 and make the break a true top loop. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400. If it's harsh, shave a bit around 6 to 10K. Then add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB and turn soft clip on. This is how you get that handled by a sampler vibe without destroying it. Then add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15. Crunch can be subtle, like 0 to 20 depending on taste. Be careful with boom because we already high-passed. You don't want to invent low-end that fights your kick. If your break feels a bit soft, nudge transients up slightly. On the one-shot track, use EQ8 to make sure the kick sub is clean. Often the fundamental is somewhere around 45 to 60 Hz, depending on the kick. For the snare, if it's muddy, a small cut around 180 to 300 can help. Then put a glue compressor on the one-shot track. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1. You're not trying to slam it. Just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peak so it feels like a unified kit. Now route both tracks into a group called drum bus. This is where we make it sound like one record. On the drum bus, start with EQ8. Tiny low shelf trim under 100 if it's too heavy. And if it feels dull, a gentle lift around 3 to 5K can bring presence, but don't turn it into harshness. Then a glue compressor on the bus. Ratio 2:1. Attack around 10 milliseconds, so transients still punch. Release around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds or auto. Aim for 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. DNB can take a bit of clap, but if you hear the groove flatten, back off. If you need safety, add a limiter at the end with a ceiling around minus 0.3 dB. It's there to catch peaks, not to win a loudness war. Now the fun one. Parallel crush. On a return track, put a saturator with heavy drive, like 8 to 15 dB, soft clip on. Then a Q8 to band limit it. High pass around 200, low pass around 8K. Then a compressor with a high ratio, fast attack, really smashing. Send your drum bus into it around 5 to 20%. This gives you that ripped speaker energy tucked underneath, while your main transients stay sharp. If you want extra live 12 flavor, you can also make a band-limited dirt return using roar. Filter the distortion so it mostly hits mids and highs. Keep the mix low, like 10 to 30%. That reads as jungle grit instead of modern overdrive. Now let's get swing back into the pattern. Open the groove pool. Load something like an MPC 16 swing around 54 to 60. Apply the groove to both the break chops clip and the one-shot clip. Timing amount around 20 to 40%. Velocity amount 0 to 20% if you want subtle dynamics. Random 0 to 10, just a touch. This is important. Too much groove makes stepper lose drive. Stepper should feel like it's leaning forward, not stumbling. One more live 12 trick. Probability. Use chance on only the tiny stuff, like ghost hits and hat ticks. Set those to maybe 20 to 60%, so the loop breathes and varies like a drummer. Keep the main kick and the main snare at 100%. That's how you get alive without losing the backbone. Now arrangement. Let's build a quick 32-bar structure that actually feels like a record. Bars 1 to 8. Intro. Filter the break using auto filter. Low pass it somewhere around 6 to 10K so it's DJ friendly. Keep kick minimal or even absent. Sprinkle small fills, but stay steady. Bars 9 to 24. Drop and main section. Full stepper loop with layers. Every 4 or 8 bars, add one intentional event, a tiny stutter, a reverse snare into the downbeat, or a quick fill. One move, then back to business. Bars 25 to 32. Variation. Keep the same backbone, but change one systematic element. Swap the second snare to an alternate slice. Add a hat choke right before 2 or 4. Or do a one bar hat dropout. This is call and response. Bar stable. Bar B answers. Here's a really effective trick. The half bar reset. Occasionally leave a deliberate tiny gap in hats right before a main snare, like an empty 1/16. That silence makes the snare hit harder. Impact is often subtraction, not addition. And for drop impact, do the 1-beat DJ cut. Right before the drop, mute everything for 1 beat, then slam back in. It's old school, it's simple, and it works every time. Now let's quickly cover the common mistakes, so you can avoid the usual rabbit holes. First, overchopping. If you're firing too many slices, your groove turns to mush. Stepper needs a stable backbone. Second, flaming layers. If kick and snare layers aren't aligned, you lose punch. Fix it with tiny timing nudges. Third, too much low end in the break. If you don't high pass the break layer, the kick gets cloudy fast. Fourth, overswinging the snare. Your 2 and 4 should feel confident. Swing the ghosts, not the backbeat. Fifth, overcrushing on the master. Jungle can be gritty, but not at the cost of transient definition. Now a couple optional power upgrades if you want darker or heavier.